Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel.
In the house?
He's like a lawyer. House,
perfect attendance. And all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have that face. I know you can't see it. This is radio, and you're probably thankful for that. Tim Greer.
Hi, Dan.
I love his slick voice.
Don't quit Google, making fun of me.
Don't Google Tim Greer because you don't want to see what you come up with.
No. Yeah. No, Google's like, you Google Tim Greer. He's like, are you sure?
That's right. That ain't funny.
I don't see the humor in that at all.
Parental advisory.
My mama listens to this. You might quit saying that.
My wife does.
Oh.
She has nothing to do on Sunday night.
She knows you're ugly. She's looked at you a lot. I promise you. She knows. Anyway, although it's a funny looking cane she's got walking around with. She blind?
No.
Oh. I saw it was a joke.
She's blonde, not blind.
Well, I'm blonde. Yeah. I'm dumb, but I know ugly when I see it. I'm just saying.
I wonder if that blonde deal works on men.
What do you mean?
You know, blonde, I'm married to one. I mean, it's no joke.
I was married
blonde
to one.
Jokes are not jokes. They are real.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent. I mean,
no, I mean, that's real. I promise you.
It's not real. It's not real. I mean, I have met some dumb blondes. I've met some dumb brunettes. My second wife was a brunette. She wasn't real bright.
Well, if she married you. You found two of them, a blonde and a roommate.
Well, this is the thing. You know, first of all, I talked her into marrying me, so you know she can't be too bright. Second, you know, and then...
A blonde talked to blonde into marrying him.
Exactly.
What happens when two blondes marry?
Divorce.
You talk your way out of it.
Divorce. That's
you talk
happens.
Your way out of it.
Yep.
So, you know, we're not talking about marriage. We're not talking about divorce.
Talking about Ubers.
Nope. We're talking about service cars.
Service.
Not just
cars.
Ubers.
That's right.
All right.
All around service cars.
Now, this is the thing. Now, you're talking about moving a lot of people. Back in the day, you got your 15-passenger bus. But this is the thing, how it evolves. If you notice this, Tim. Now, Tim, you do daycare stuff, so you know how this works. All right. And we'll go, you do too. All right. So what did everybody have 10 years ago, every daycare, that had a 15-passenger van?
Van.
But then we had the Jacobs Law come to effect.
That's right.
Yep.
Can't have them because of side impacts. It's not like all of a sudden... that if you hit a van in the side, it folds up. They always folded up, but all of a sudden, now it's important. Every church had one. Everybody had a 15-passenger van. Had the windows down the side, had the bench seats, had two seat belts, but room for three. So you know what everybody did? You picked your favorite.
Yep, I remember when they was going through the auction at $500 a piece.
Because
after
you
the law.
Couldn't do nothing with them.
Yep.
And then you had every house painter and every roofer in the world loved them.
Because
they take
all
the seats out of them, make work vans out of them.
Yep.
But... I might have bought one or two of them back in the day.
And peel off the side,
the Wanna Know a Church of God off the side of it. And that's a nice old van, one owner. Good old van. Actually, I sold a car. The dude reminded me, what's the show that the guy's got all the kids? It was on like A&E or something like that. Was it the Duggins? They had like 16 kids or something. Now all their names started with a J or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I bought one of the vans and I sold one. This guy had 10 kids. 10. I told him, so, buddy, you ain't got like cable or something you can do. You can watch TV. 10 kids. You haven't figured out yet what's making these things. 10.
I got a nephew. Got 7.
7 kids.
Yep.
I got one.
The world's overpopulated as it is. You know that. Just saying. 10 kids.
I'm good with one.
That's why I don't have any, because I'm trying to make up for these guys.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sandbagging to help them out.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. But, you know, but now you got buses.
Buses.
You got to have buses. So everybody's got 15-passenger short buses that are safer than vans.
Basically, it's a roll cage.
Yeah. All right. But now you've got the transit vans and the sprinter vans.
Yep.
That are coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're...
They're not using them for churches.
Yeah, you can't... Yep, you're exactly right.
You can't use them for churches.
But they're using them... But now... But see, this is the van craze. This shows you when fast. Late 70s, early 80s, everybody had a van.
Yep.
Shag carpet, mood lights, you know, all that stuff. Captain's chairs. And now they're coming back. But now they're Mercedes Sprinters and Ford Transits and Ram Promasters. That's the thing that's crazy. It's coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
And now they have custom vans.
Okay. We were talking about just the other week. My buddy Snow down in Florida. He was telling me just not too long ago.
You got a buddy named Snow in Florida.
He owns Mark III Enterprises.
Ah, custom van place.
Yes. The van customization is coming back.
Well, I had no idea there was any snow in Florida, but go ahead.
But that's his actual name. I don't know why his daddy named him Snow. I do, but we'll talk about that.
That's off the air. Stop.
Dad loved Aspen.
I bet he did.
Aspen.
Stop. Stop.
Baby
Aspen. Snow skiing.
Unless it's a Dodge Aspen, we ain't talking about it.
Okay? Snow skiing.
Let's not bring up Dodge again.
And Richard ain't here, so we ain't talking about that. But yeah, but now.
They're bringing back the
But the custom vans. You're starting to see them now. And now they have, like, they're doing the RV vans.
Yep.
Yep.
But they're like uber high dollar.
Yeah, $100,000.
Prevost prices.
Yeah, $400,000.
Some of them are. Prevost prices. They've got, like, set up like a private jet inside. And you're riding around in your Sprinter van. I rode one in Vegas, like a killer. I'd rock one in a heartbeat.
Heck yeah.
But
I got one then.
No, that's a date rape van. That's what that is. If that van pulls up in front of my house, I'm here to pick up your daughter. No, you're not.
You ain't got no daughter.
Well,
keep on riding.
I'll pick up your girlfriend.
Well, you can take her, but you know what I'm saying.
Keep on riding.
Please. You know, you need some gas money. And anyway. It's horrible. But that's the thing, though. I love how these trends come back. Vans were the devil.
Everything goes back.
Vans were the devil. Now, vans are good again.
Yep.
Vans are good. Everybody.
Well, you look at the cars.
Danny Cooper.
Basically, if you look at the new cars, it's nothing but duplicates of the cars from 40 years ago. The Mustang came back with the old body style. The Charger.
Because they burnt all the good ideas.
Yep.
The one car they haven't brought back yet is the damn C4 Corvette, which they should.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's the best car ever made, hands down, period.
And the Rambler.
I was actually telling, no. Some things need to stay in the past. Chernobyl, Ramblers, things like that. They need to stay in the past.
The Gremlin.
Nuclear disasters.
And
Ramblers.
Keep your Javelin, your Ramblers, all that. Just keep them.
But I was telling a guy, we were joking around about C4 Corvettes. All right. Do you think... do you know who the father is of the C4, or the father of the Corvette in general? Zora Arkostantov.
Yeah, I knew it, but I couldn't pronounce his name.
All right, Zora Arkostantov was everything Corvette, basically, it was his idea after, you know, when he jumped in, like, in the 60s, or whenever he came in late 50s, 60s. But, so he was like the father of the Corvette. He died in 1985. Which, if you're a C4 Corvette guy, was the first year for the TPI vet.
Yeah.
Do you know why he died? Because his job was done. Made a perfect car. The end. Life mission. Done. Check out. Zora is leaving the building. The end. I told a guy that. And I'll be honest with you, I think he believed me, which is the bad part.
Yeah.
But
not a good transition.
You look at a 1984 Corvette.
Is that the reason? A C4 Corvette would be a great transition.
Is that why they didn't make a 1983 Corvette?
No. That was a whole reason for a whole other time. But we got to take a commercial break first.
Okay.
Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
WORD 106.3. Right here. Do it again. Right here, 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, as always, the new perfect attendance champ,
whoop, whoop.
Kobe Miller.
Whoop, whoop.
Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy. And then, speaking of cool car guys, not Tim Greer.
106.3 WRD.
We finally got a train where he says it right. And that's all he can say now. Like you know, like when your computer has used up all your memory and he had to push out what else he had to save that. Ain't that right?
106.3 WRD.
I love it. It puts joy in my heart.
I can get it.
And then, of course, we got the cameraman Matt in the studio.
Yeah.
Say just happy, man, to be here.
Just happy. He's talking.
Oh, my God.
The mic works.
He talked.
He's almost like off of Tim the Tool Man, the guy over the fence.
Exactly. Right. He's like, it's a miracle.
What was that guy's
Hallelujah.
Name?
Hallelujah.
Well, Tim the Tool Man that was over the fence.
Oh, the
started with a W.
The fence.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nelson. No. Wilson.
Wilson. I knew it started with a W.
Yeah.
Well, did you Google it? He's about to Google it. All right.
He was also on Castaway.
No, that's not the same Wilson.
No, that was a volleyball.
That was a volleyball. It's hard to tell, though, because the fence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How can you prove it?
I mean, you don't know.
Okay.
So, we're talking about service vehicles, and we got to talk about C4 Corvettes, which is the ultimate service vehicle, but I was instructed that we can't talk about that, so I'll just shut up. But, best car ever made. Anyway, so, Kobe, so you're saying if you're going to do an Uber, you'd go Tesla. So you're electric.
I would either do that or something small like a, you know, Focus, if I was in a big city. Now, if I was in South Carolina or Miami, somewhere where there's a lot of room, Lincoln Town Car.
How about a Cadillac?
Cadillac, that's what I was
thinking.
But
they don't make big Cadillacs no more.
Well, no, I would get me like a big old Roadmaster or something.
A Buick.
Buick Deuce in the quarter.
They ain't your grandma's Buick no more.
No, they're not, because they look like Kias. That's why. That's what's wrong with them.
Yep.
They don't look right. They don't look like Grandma Buicks. You know what I want?
What?
I'll tell you what would make a damn good Uber car, a damn good taxi cab, period.
An 88.
No. Oh. I want a 1996 Buick LeSabre with a 3800 V6. To the end of time. I have seen those Buicks with more miles than Freightliner trucks.
Yep. I've got a few of them in the junkyard.
I got 788,000 miles on it, and it's still going. Like, literally, his grandmother bought it new. It's been through 7 grandkids, and it's still going.
They pass them down.
You can't wear it out.
This is a true story. Now, this happened yesterday on the way to go look at this Cordoba. On the way there, side of the road, Taylor, South Carolina, sits a Buick LeSabre, white, red interior, $1,500. We stopped and looked at it.
The thing is, probably the best running car he'll ever own.
Yep. And it still runs.
Yep.
It says runs excellent. $1,500.
They all do. You can't kill them. And the model before that, they're even more indestructible. Like, I saw, okay, my first wife.
And then we go get a Cordoba.
Or
Richard goes get a Cordoba.
Do they allow you to sit in online? I mean, on the air?
I know. This is the thing. Walking out of the best steakhouse in the world and getting Little Caesars. And Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by Little Caesars Pizza.
That's right. WRD.
tell them repeat.
You know? WRD.
106.3. But yeah, those things are indestructible. My first wife, her brother had one. There used to be a fire department. Talk about a service car. There used to be a fire department car. This thing had like 250,000 miles on it. And it was rusty. Like the fire, it must have been like New York City Fire Department. This thing, the quarters were gone off of it. It had the hood that opened backwards. You know, one of them.
Yep.
And that thing had that old red kind of crushed velvet interior. And that thing fired right at it and run per. It drove it everywhere. Never changed oil. You can't kill it. It's indestructible.
3,800. Yep.
You know, you were talking about, well, we're on service vehicles. You know what I've noticed? That is a lot more, I wouldn't say on the road, but on the tracks now. Train services are coming back big time.
Well, trade, it's that scenic thing.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, shipping stuff. You know, there for a while, especially up in the mountains, coal, all that stuff, they cut all that out where you weren't transporting as much stuff by train. Well, now they up them laws, and now the trains are starting to come back even more, doing a lot of more transportation stuff.
Well, I'm with you there. I mean,
and I'm so glad to see trains back. I mean, I really am.
I mean, I like trains. They're cool. I mean, you know, I had a train set as a kid.
No, but I'm just talking.
You ever rode on one?
I have up in the Blue Ridge Parkway.
I have a Dollywood.
I did too.
I rode one in Dollywood.
What was her name?
It was a real choo-choo train. Oh, it was a coal burning choo-choo.
It went choo-choo-choo.
That did all the noises and everything.
I rode on that same one. It's called Tweetsy.
Yeah, the Tweetsy Railroad.
That's right.
Exactly. But you remember when Dollywood was Silver Dollar City?
I do not know that.
Yeah, it used to be Silver Dollar City before it was Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, really? Tennessee. A lot of people don't know that, but Dolly didn't start that thing. Mm-mm.
Silver Dollar Man.
You don't remember it?
No, I don't. They told me that.
Okay, I was about to say. That's one of your daddy's stories, isn't it?
I read it on the Googles.
I want to tell you something. So, but yeah, the trains, you are seeing a lot more train stuff. You're starting to see a lot of train stuff in general, I think.
Yep.
But, you know, like we're talking about the Tesla big trucks.
Yep.
Do you ever, I mean, I don't ever see that blowing over.
I don't either.
I mean, you know, where are you going to put your stacks at? Your trucker lady mud flaps.
That's exactly, you got to have.
How do you wire in all your extra LED lights on that? And there again, if you've got a truck that don't take diesel fuel, why don't you go to truck stops?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you.
What's that?
Do you know why diesel trucks have stacks?
I know exactly why they got stacks. Do you know, okay, how's your air horn going to work?
I was fixing to say that
is
same
thing.
Is it
got an electric motor that runs an air pump?
So why do I got stacks? Why does an 18-wheeler got stacks?
To blow the exhaust straight out.
Why is that? Why don't you under it?
Well, you can do it under. They call it grass burner exhaust.
Exactly.
Grass burner.
You are a fart smeller.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a smart feller.
That's right.
That too. But that's the thing. Like. I mean, I don't know. I just don't see the electric trucks taking
it. I don't either.
I see that being a problem.
I got a question for you on electric cars. If you are charging your phone from an electric car, will you go shorter distance?
We need to get Kyle on here for questions, for technical questions like
Kyle,
this.
Kyle, please chime in.
Kyle was the electric car guru. Like, he broke down, like, gigawatts and stuff on
it. Yeah, I mean, it was
1.21, he's breaking, like, equations down.
I mean, he was like...
We were math and margaritas that night.
Yeah, he was literally like...
Flux capacitor.
Take mile, dash, slash, put it in the square root this, and it come out with something crazy. Here,
let me simplify it. No, that won't work.
Okay.
That's what he'll tell you. Like, well, he'll do the math, alt, and then he'll be like, it's not
working. Then he's going to say, what kind of phone are you talking about?
Is this an Android phone?
And how dead is it?
I'll tell you what. We got to take a little break, charge our batteries right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Stay tuned.
Right here on 106.3 WOR.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer in the studio.
106.3 WORD.
Do not Google Tim Greer.
Bless his heart. Do not do it.
Bonafide by God. Look it up. On Facebook.
Of course, we got Matt, the camera guy, in the studio.
I'm here.
Yep.
Hey. So, we're the only guys in radio with a camera guy.
Mr. Wilson.
That's right.
So we got Mr. Wilson back over here.
We're
going to do a little test.
We're the only camera guys in radio.
Yeah. He's got his own Facebook and YouTube channel. So we need to get everybody to go over there and subscribe and be able to see us.
To see us. Yeah. Yeah.
Speed Factor.
TV.
TV.
Speed Factor.
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 Not factory.
Factor.
Factor TV.
Gotcha.
You got
I love how you break that down.
That's right.
You have a way with words.
I can spell.
Well, we
debatable.
Yeah. Debatable.
Don't ask me to spell it as Factor TV.
Factor TV.
I can spell TV.
I'm good at spelling TV.
But television will knock me for a little loop.
Yeah, that's a long one.
Just the other day, just earlier tonight, he was asking us how to spell bye. Remember? Yeah.
Bye?
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye like bye?
Yes.
Or bye like...
Which bye?
I'm not sure. You were asking
B-Y,
us how to
B-Y,
spell...
B-Y, B-I.
Bye like go both ways what? Bye what?
Something.
Anyway.
We're talking about transportation.
We're talking about transportation vehicles. I don't want to tell
you something. This ain't no spelling bee.
This ain't no spelling bee. We're talking about transportation vehicles. We're talking about good transportation vehicles. I tell you what, though, we got a fun one. Speaking of transportation vehicles, we got big. How about big boats? How about barge?
Great old biggins.
This Saturday, I feel like, you know, I feel like Dusty Rhodes. This Saturday, I feel like Dusty Rhodes while I do that. This Saturday, I'm going on an adventure.
It's going to be a fun adventure.
It's going to be eventful.
A three-hour cruise. Oh, yeah.
No. It's more like a 5.5-hour drive.
Yeah, long drive.
But it's so funny. I'm going to pick up the Fast and Furious 1970 Dodge Charger that Dominic Toretto drove in the Fast and Furious. I'm going to pick it up for my buddy Sam Hard because it's in London. And we had to put it on a boat to bring it back here.
Came on a boat.
And this thing, can you imagine when the shipping container opened up and like, you know, this shipping container is full of ramen noodles. And then you open this one up and it's got Dominic Toretto 70 Charger in it.
Yep. For SEMA.
For SEMA. So we're going to bring it back to the house. And then we're going to load it up and send Sam to Lincoln, Nebraska. And then he's going to drive that thing from Lincoln, Nebraska to Vegas.
You going to ride with him?
No.
He's from London. He don't know how far that is.
I'm a hot yeah. Ride.
See, did y'all even give him a hint on what he was doing?
Sam's got a globe, like an old school globe. And he says, South Carolina, right here. It's not even an inch. It's not even but 3 millimeters apart. That's 3,000 miles, Sam. You know that. Yep. Let me put that in kilometers for you. A lot. And so he's going to drive.
And it's sitting on a stock car frame.
This thing's sitting on a stock car chassis with a 358 in it. Stock car.
I'm going to tell you.
It's got stock car brakes.
Us Americans are spoiled.
It's got stock car springs. It's got stock car.
So in other words, you're going to bounce and break your kidneys all the way from Nebraska to SEMA.
And I hope he heats those brakes up.
I'm going
to
Google how many miles
it is. Exactly.
You know, why y'all got to be negative Nancy's? Maybe it might be the best ride ever. He did cut it in half and leave it at 8 inches. It might ride like Cadillac.
But
you know what?
It's going to be an experience.
It is. If he lives through it, he'll definitely have something to talk about.
I'll ride with him. I ain't scared. Seeing how I ain't got no plane ticket.
I'm going to FedEx you. We'll send you critical freight.
Well, you ain't got the star on your license. You're not going anywhere.
Exactly. That looks like what we're going to be doing. I'm about to use my UPS code and our ass is jumping a box. Overnight us to Vegas.
Somebody grab some of that potted meat and them soda crackers.
Yeah.
Still have something to eat in the box.
That's right.
So we're going to pick this thing up. And you know, it tickles me because I had to send a rollback to get it from the shipping yard to my buddy's house. So I call, it's cool knowing people. It is. It's cool when you got connections. So, you know, Sam Hart, London calls my phone. And when he calls my phone, like a picture of Austin Powers pops up when he calls. And, you know, and it's like either the Queen or Sam, one of the two. So Sam says, hey, you legend, I need some help. He says, I need you to find me a contact in Wilmington, North Carolina. I said, done. Next. And he goes, do you know everybody? I said, pretty much. And so he goes, I need somebody to get my car in Wilmington. I said, you fly to GSP. Me and you will go pick your car up in Wilmington. But while we're waiting on it, I'll send a rollback to pick it up. And I even got a house to send it to in the garage, have it sitting there in Wilmington. He goes, how are you going to do that? I said, well, just so happens that I know the president of the Antique Automobile Collectors Club in Wilmington. And I called him up and I said, hey, I know you're into MGs and things like that. How about the Fast and Furious Dodge Charger? What? Exactly. So it's going to be parked with MGs in Wilmington for a couple nights. And then we're going to bring it back here to Greenville, South Carolina. And then it'll be headed to Lincoln, Nebraska. And from Lincoln, Nebraska to Sin City in Las Vegas.
18 hours and 2 minutes.
You know what? I guarantee you.
To ship you?
No. 18 hours and 2 minutes from Lincoln, Nebraska to the Las Vegas.
I mean, that's really not as bad as you think it'd be. 18 hours in a cup car? That ain't bad.
Have you done it?
That's not but three Daytonas.
That's right.
In and end. I mean, come on.
I wonder how big a fuel cell he's got.
That's another one. That's a good one.
4 gallons.
And I hope you don't get MG herpes up there with all them MG cars.
MG herpes. I don't know. But it was funny when they were taking it out of the container. You know, they said, where's the keys at to it? I said, it ain't got any.
It's push button.
So they pushed button and they fired it up. Can you imagine this thing with the side exhaust on it and all that stuff?
All the ship workers are probably
so it doesn't have mufflers on it or anything?
Nah. No. See, that's the thing about the UK. They don't really understand laws in general here. And I'm 99% sure he doesn't even have a valid driver's license here. But you know what I'm saying? All he knows is...
Oh, that is nothing but
all he needs to do is drive on the wrong side of the road, and he should be good. That's all he knows. The end.
That's it. That's all it takes.
Hey, even in the UK, red means stop, green means go. Okay? Go with it.
Punch it.
And it ought to go, you would think, especially on the big end. You think it should go pretty good. I tell you what's not going good. We get going good. We got to stop. Red light, because we got a commercial break.
Got to pay the bills.
Every time. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Now, we got Kobe in the studio. We got, of course, Tim Greer. And we got Matt, the camera guy, in the studio. We're going to do a Craigslist challenge. This was the thing on the break. We're talking about $2,500. And you can find, you can go on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace and try to find the cheapest service car. Something you could Uber with, something you can move packages with, whatnot. The best, what do you think the best car you can find for $2,500? Now, I already tell you right now, I win. The end. I won. It.
You know what?
Matt's got that smirk over there.
I think I got y'all on this one.
Matt, the camera guy, what you got?
I have a 2005 Chevy Uplander cargo van. Good service van, has cage, storage shelves.
That's good for kids, the cage.
But the EGR valve has been disconnected. $2,500 our best offer, and it also states that they do not need help selling this van.
They don't. You don't need that. That sells itself.
That's right.
There. Kobe.
I found a 2005 Hyundai Odyssey EXL, third row seat, leather interior, TVs, handicap accessible, keyless entry, power cruise control, every option you could possibly have for $2,000.
You know, really, if you got the right pick set, any car has keyless entry. If you
I know, but I'm just saying. But you got to think, you got the TVs down,
my
you got the handicap,
told me that.
You got the handicap accessible, you got the third row seating, you got it all.
How many miles you got on that bad boy?
478,000.
That's right.
Nope. It actually is a 3.5 V6 with 172,000 miles on a Honda. That ain't nothing.
Because that ain't nothing. Well, see, this is the problem with a Honda Odyssey van. It's a Honda Odyssey van. Kids have been in the back of it, grinding up Cheerios in the carpet, boogers on the seat.
It's that a soccer
disgusting.
Mom's dream.
I would lick
soccer mom's
the parking
dream.
Lot before I'd sit in that thing.
Soccer mom's dream.
Yeah, and then probably a Petri dish rolling down the road in the back.
But you can watch your SpongeBob or your whatever you
it's
want to watch
like a sponge with the germs.
On the way from your
kids
one
are,
Uber spot.
Kids,
your next
are, kids are disgusting. You know that.
But you got
Do you
TVs.
Know that? I mean, you know, kids get car sick. So I think, ugh.
Got TVs.
They haven't made enough Lysol.
You got TVs. Well, what'd you come up, Mr. Slick?
I'm going to negotiate it down $300. Mine's 28.
Well,
they asking 28.
No. Asking again is two different
86,
things.
A 19 and 86.
And 86.
Chevrolet G-Series G20.
That thing has
shag carpet and slotted wheels.
It looks like somebody literally
it's
mutilated
like
a smurf
extra,
in the back of it.
It's like a short van, but extra long.
That was down at the river somewhere, I'm sure.
It don't matter.
I'm pretty sure a serial killer got caught. That's how that van's wise for sale.
Small block Chevrolet, you can get parts anywhere.
That guy's doing 3 to 5. That's why his wife's selling it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It used to be white. Hang out at
playgrounds. You can't beat that, though. Yeah. I mean, you see the interior.
It's white.
Do you know how many women you can get in the back of this?
He is literally doing 3.
Willingly?
The man's doing 3 to 5.
Right.
The man is literally doing 3 to 5, Tim, and you're going to take his van from him.
I mean,
Indian blanket seats.
That's classy. That's what that is. That's first class.
That's straight up Fingerville.
That's Hoboville. That's Hobo is what that is.
Do you know how hard it is to find a 5-on-5 flighted wheel?
It is. I'm with you.
That's half the value right there.
I got you all beat, though. Style, sophistication, quality, longevity, classy. 2006 Lincoln Town Car. Salvage title. Been fixed. Great car. 133,000 miles. Perfect leather. Ice cold air. Lady driven.
That's why it has a savage title.
Yeah. Lady driven.
We didn't say it was Evel Knievel's wife, but it is lady driven. For $2,300. It has 133,000 miles on it. Do you realize a 4.6 Toucan with 133,000 miles on it? It will outlive everyone in this room, that car will. The end. Period. Probably the best thing Ford ever did was the 4.6 two valves in the town cars.
Yep.
Those, I mean, we have a customer. His name is Virgil Thomas. He drives Lincoln Town Cars. That's his thing. He had a square Lincoln Town Car, but it was the 4.6, was like a 94 up. It had 490,000 miles on it. He got T-boned in it and was madder than hell because he didn't hit a 500,000. His next town car, which was the round body style town car, it was like a 98 when they first came out. When he retired, it had 380,000 miles on it. We put one transmission and one set of seats in it. He wore the seats out to nothing.
He worked for Uber?
No. Guardrail company. He'd haul guardrail posts in the back of it.
Really?
And a chainsaw. It had a paper tag on it. He had an oily chainsaw laying in the back seat. That's just how he was.
With a paper tag?
Well, I mean, it was still the paper tag on it. It was like brand new. And he had
I thought he had
he had a 1978 McCullough chainsaw in the back of it.
Yeah.
Best damn chainsaw I ever owned.
Mm-hmm. You got his chainsaw from him?
No. I got a pool on, don't you know?
Tim's still looking at that van.
It's all that shag carpet.
We got to wrap this up because I'm going to buy this.
It's going to take you a week I'm gonna to vacuum that thing out.
I'm going to drive it to Vegas. You know why? Because I don't have a ticket.
Because I ain't got no ticket. Don't fear. If not, I know a guy with a Charger that's looking for a riding buddy.
Yeah. If anybody works at Delta, can you please, please
call me?
Don't sell Tim no tickets.
No, I'm just kidding. You got to get Tim a ticket.
Tim ain't going to be able to go anyway.
That's right.
Because I ain't got a star on my driver's license.
We'll see you there. We'll see you there.
I can take a yellow Sharpie and draw you one.
That's right.
My gold star. Put your gold star on there. We'll put you two on there. It'd be like a 5-star general license.
Okay, right. We're going to have to ask Ricky, our temporary producer,
His name is Tim.
Oh, I thought it was Ricky.
His name Tim
time.
For real.
Yeah. I thought it was a Sam all
the
time.
He was named after me.
Exactly.
I thought he said his name was Ricky.
I see the resemblance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Town car, stabbing cabin.
Great van with TVs, third row seating, handicap accessible.
I kind of like the TVs. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
And
let me explain something. I'll
tell you that it comes with
a
new
guy. A windshield is nothing but a TV in lifetime.
You know, man, sir, it's a valid point.
That is a pretty valid point.
Yep.
And you got a stinking Lincoln. That's class. Leather.
Mine's handicap accessible.
No Cheerios in the carpet.
That does sound nice. Not going to lie.
You know what I'm saying? a 60-passenger bus.
Yep.
Or we got Matt's Uplander. Uplander van. I had to Google what it was. I forgot what they were.
Oh my, I had a shitty Uplander cargo. See, I got him beat. Look at that. Mine's a workhorse. Which one had the fewest miles on it?
133.
But mine's got a small block Chevrolet.
131.
I got... See, while his might be a little bit lit.
I thought it was 178.
No, 131.
Look at it again. You said 178.
See, well, his might have a little disgusting, but it's got the more room, and that's
137. I'm sorry, 137.
That matters a lot, especially with the ride to Vegas. What is it, like 18 hours? Only
137.
No, that's 30 hours to Vegas.
Oh, 30 hours to Vegas. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I gotta have that leg room.
You can take a nap.
I mean, it's a town car. I mean, it's lit.
How many you get on yours, Tim?
It's nice.
How many miles?
Yeah.
133.
Well, they don't put miles. Oh, 97,000 miles.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at all that carpet.
Look at all that carpet.
We'd all sleep in that.
Yep. It's like Vegas on the way to Vegas.
It's something, RL. I think CSI's been inside it.
Well, we'd probably all end up at hospitals.
You know what? I tell you what. I think we all picked something good. Let's all agree that we all won.
Sounds I'm not going to agree with that.
No. I ain't going to agree with that. That just ain't right.
This ain't nothing new. Everybody gets an award deal. Somebody's going to pick a winner before I leave here. Well, and by God, look at that. Okay. Blue neon lights on the inside.
Okay, listen
and,
up.
Look here. You got to pick me. We got the same name.
Okay, listen up.
You win.
Listen up, everyone.
Tim wins.
Everybody,
Halloween candy.
Email me or message me on all the social media. Let's let the audience.
Well, that's right. Well, I love it.
They cannot see it. You're going to post a picture of it on there.
It's even better. Yep. Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You are listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
That's my line.